maturity. Maybe if, just like you probably had a headache or something, give us aspirin.
What about that part of the corn stalk that grows right out the top?
Mm-hmm.
You call that
the tassel.
Is that good for anything?
Not that I know of. I never used that for nothing.
Mm-hmm. What about that stringy stuff on the ear?
That silk?
Yes, ma'am.
On the ear cone? Well, I never used that for nothing. No more than play with. We used to get the ear cone, and when it got that silk on it, you know, it'd be silk and good. We call it silk. Would be on the ear cone.
Did boys ever smoke those things, corn silk?
Well, sometimes they did when it got dry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I know we used to get the ear and they have all that silk on. That would be our dog. We would break, you know, cut that silk up. You know, our dog got long.
Right. You ever heard of rabbit tobacco?
Sure did. Children used to have colds. Not only children, grown people sometimes have had pneumonia. And you make rabbit tobacco tea. It's good for fever and that cold. And usually any kind of sickness you have fever with it. Well, if ever you can bait the fever, you can upper hand the rest.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure did.
Talking about corn, what did people call an ear of corn that was tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roasting it.
That acidity that you were talking about, what was that exactly?
Well, now, it's a little small cake or something. I don't know. It looks like mud. But now, really, what it is, I don't know no more than asphidity, but it's a little small cake-like, and it looks like mud. And they would buy from the drugstore. It's just in a little block. And paint it up and put it in a bottle and put water on it. We children would drink it, too. But now, when you buy it now, they say on the box, it says for not internal uses. But I know we used to use it.
Yes, ma'am.
And sometime our parents would get it and put it, sew it up in a little bag and put a string on it and hang it around our necks. Let it hang right long in there. And you wouldn't have no trouble with children being bothered with worms. But that's still to keep them turned down.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. And it was good for appetite. And those are the things we mostly use. We didn't know nothing about all this medicine you go to the drugstore now and get.
You were talking about crackling bread. What other different kinds of breads did y'all make?
We used to call it lasses bread, but they call it syrup bread now, or ginger bread. Take that syrup, you know. We used to raise what you call sorghum syrup. I mean sorghum cane. And we grind that and make syrup out of it. Boy, you get you some of that sorghum syrup. Get you some flour and an egg or two. Put it in there and put you some nutmeg in there. Sometimes we get that in a cup of milk, we had it out. That's right.
Pretty good.
That's right. And then my mama would cook it. When she got a stove, had a big stove pan, she would bake bread in. She'd fill that pan up and just cut it in blocks, you know, in squares.